You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform still called Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be speaking with Emerson Lehman, who is the morning show anchor on WBAY. And we'll be talking about, about lots of stuff. I don't know what's on the docket here.
He's a fun guest because he talks about his job. He approaches it with great enthusiasm. And, you know, he does a side gig on WBAY called Small Towns, which is a great kind of magazine show about small towns. And
good dude. I'm looking forward. That's coming up in just a little bit. And then, of course, we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be hanging out. If you missed the first hour, we missed our conversation with Dan Schaefer, who is the founder of the Recombobulation Area. You can simply go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, listen to them at your leisure, anywhere you'd like, download them as a podcast, and get in touch, get caught up, and be here part of the conversation. And We will be tomorrow, as a reminder, tomorrow's movie club in the second hour. Yeah. We'll be discussing Vacation. Oh. A third time?
Way too late. Sorry. Way too late.
Dom's going to sink the company.
I love it.
I, my gosh, like bankruptcy. Why? Too many timpanies.
Just kidding. It's an automatic.
I feel like you're timpani crazy right now. Like, you really love that timpani. You love that dramatic pause, that dramatic, like, you know, just.
Yeah, and you did it, and it was just too late.
Did you have that? Did you have that fear just for a moment, Tom, when Greg first made that joke about the timpani budget, like where you were like, oh my God, timpani budget?
Yeah.
When I was your age, man, I that's all I thought about. What did I do? And you're not like that. You're much more confident than I was, but like, I would always be like, oh no. What did I do now?
Yeah. Always get nervous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. I was like, am I going to get in trouble? And people will be like, for what? I'm like, I don't know. Give it time. Let's see what happens.
Just something. And but Dom's tomorrow, like, what do I owe you guys? What do I owe the company for the timpani thing? I'll reimburse you. I don't want, you know.
$1.776 billion.
Where can I get that kind of money, I wonder?
Tomorrow night's movie club, we'll be talking about the movie Vacation, Don't Play the Timpani, discussing the film, the history, our thoughts on it, and we want to hear from you. So, of course, every Thursday we do the movie club here on Nightlight, so join us for that as well. But without any further ado, we're going to restate the question of the night and get into some fun conversation about your answers. That's right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
The question is, what summer food are you looking forward to most? Again, give us a call. Give us a text. Number is the same. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. You can call or text there as well. And if you want to get in touch with us with regard to a guest idea, topic idea, or just let us know how we're doing, nightlight@civicmedia.us. NITELITE. At civicmedia.us. Now, normally, we'd start the whole thing with our opinions and our thoughts, but we have a call on the line from Ollie in the Northwoods,
yes.
And that, for me, takes precedence.
Yes.
Ollie gets to the front of the line. Ollie, good evening. How are you doing,
hey,
dear?
Hey, Ollie.
Hi, guys. Well, I needed to call quickly because they turned my station from Nightlight over to the ball game. So I wanted to call in.
Well, you could always listen to us on the app, Ollie.
Oh, I don't have a phone. Just have my
phone. Damn sports.
And I listen to you on the old-fashioned radio.
Love it.
Thank you, sweetie. We really appreciate that very, very much.
I just wanted to say that I'm looking forward to grilled steak and some homemade potato salad.
Doesn't very that sound nice. Yummy? It sounds we're coming
amazing,
by, Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie, we'll be up there in about 3-4 hours. I'll tell you what, Ollie, we'll bring the steak, we'll bring the potato salad, we'll bring the grill, and we'll make it for you.
Oh, that would be awesome, because that's what I usually have to do is drop hints to my kids and say, oh, I sure would like a grilled steak.
Give them our number, Ollie.
Those things anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That's
well,
so
that's a
sweet.
Great answer.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, I hope your kids are listening right now and do right by their mom and their grandma and make some steak and potato salad.
I hope so. Well, you
all right, Ollie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. Ollie. We love hearing from you. Oh, so good.
She's awesome.
So good answer. Wow.
Steak and potato salad? So come on now. That sounds amazing.
You know what? Here's how much I like Ollie. I'm not a potato salad guy. But
really?
The way she sold that with the grilled steak, I would eat it for Ollie.
Oh my god, I absolutely love potato salad. I mean potato salad could just be the meal. I'm good.
Wow.
Except for German potato salad, that's trash. Disgusting.
I like pretty much all kinds of potatoes. I just can't do the mayo and the.
Yeah, understood. You know, I know a lot of people who don't like potato salad texture. Sometimes there's egg in there. People are like, no, thank you. But you know, that just means more for me. So there you go.
Exactly.
Pete, what summer food are you most excited for?
I was hoping you'd ask, Greg.
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
Ooh.
And here's how much I love summer, too. I don't really like tomatoes. I don't dislike them, but I could take or leave them. I love a tomato fresh from the garden. Give me a tomato. Give me some corn on the cob. And if I want to get really crazy, I'll get a grill basket, put some vegetables in there, some goat, and then when they pull them off, some goat cheese and some balsamic vinaigrette, mix it up. Oh, man, forget it. Good stuff.
I'm so hungry right now.
Come on over, guys. I got this.
First, we're going to Pete's house. We'll pick up Pete. We'll eat there, and then we'll drive all the way to the Northwoods to Ollie. We'll eat there, and then we'll just take a really long nap.
It's the Nightlight summer food across the state tour. Exactly. Yeah. Love it.
Dom, what about you, buddy? What are you looking forward to?
It's real quick. I got to go brats. I love a good brat. I also love, I like a good dog too, but brats are number one. It just, nothing beats a good brat on a nice summer day, having a little, you know, going out on the water. Woo!
That boy is officially a Wisconsinite. Yeah,
switched over.
Listen to me. It sounds like an old guy from Louisiana. Woo! I had brats.
I'm going to excuse myself for a while and go out on the water, and then I'll rejoin the party.
That's how it goes.
Where's Dom? He's swimming. You can just find him by the bubbles. He had a lot of brats. I'm really looking forward to cracking open the grill this year and really getting into it because I feel like I'm turning into that guy where I just want to grill stuff because it's summertime. I want to grill stuff in the winter too now, but I really would. I play it safe, usually like chicken breast or salmon or wings, brats, hot dogs, things like that. But I think I might want to try to make a steak this year. I'm going to some test runs, if you will. But, you know, I love me some grilled food. I love, and speaking of corn on the cob, Pete.
Yeah.
And I think I've said this before, and I want to give this tip out to everybody. When you get some good, fresh corn on the cob, get yourself some lime juice.
Oh, yeah.
I know everyone says, oh, I need butter and salt. You don't. You want it, but you don't need it. It's not necessary to eat corn on the cob. But just try it once. Like, even cut it in half and take one half and just pour some lemon juice or lime juice on there. And it will crisp it up. It'll freshen it up. It's so tasty. You won't need salt. I have not had salt or butter on my corn in so long because I always have some lime juice.
I love butter and salt. Can I do lime with the butter and salt?
Absolutely can, yes. But that's a lot of competing flavors. And at some point, like for me, it's like I want to eat the corn too. I don't want to just eat butter and salt. So I always just go like, and it was a friend of mine said, here, just try this. And I did the thing of like, this is the butter and salt. He's like, just try it. And I was like, oh, this is really good. So,
all right.
Big proponent. What are the people saying, Dom, on the text line? What are people looking forward to for this summer with regard to food?
We got a lot of texts here. We got Monica from Mount Horeb saying watermelon, honeydew melon, and cantaloupe, trying to grow them again this year. all three very really nice. Good. Love watermelon too. I completely forgot about that.
I love watermelon. So tasty. So tasty.
Let's see what else we got. Melissa from Willie Street says, my favorite summer food is a cream puff from the fair.
Okay.
Interesting right. choice. I like that.
Very interesting.
Okay, cool.
So what else we got? We got Brett from Brown Deer saying, in this economy, the food I'm looking forward to eating this summer are the two steaks we put on layaway. Only three more payments.
Oh, Brett, you smart aleck. Yeah.
He always comes That's in with great. That. He's good. We got Jack from Merrimack saying, favorite summer food is definitely sweet corn, no matter how it's cooked. By the way, about your comments at the start of the show, tomfoolery has been one of my best friends ever since I was a child. That's very true. Same Jack.
So he does exist.
He does exist.
He does. He's like a leprechaun. Jack. You find tomfoolery, you get a pot of gold.
He's Jack's bestie. I love it.
We got John listening on Columbia County. Says sweet corn and garlic spicy pickles.
Wow, that's interesting.
I've never had those before.
Lovely.
Anything.
Wow.
Oh, I love garlic. Oh, my goodness gracious. And let's do one more, and then we'll go to the Facebook
Absolutely.
Responses.
Yeah, we got Tony the Trucker texting in, says, gents, all the fresh veggies from my garden, especially tomatoes.
All right.
Love
Thank
it.
You so much, Tony.
Let's move it on over, slide it on over, rock it on over to the Facebook page where we got comments on this as well. What we got, Pete?
We got Mike says, garden fresh vegetables. Sarah Jean says, my mom makes these creamy cucumbers with fresh cucumbers from the garden. It's so good over mashed potatoes with meatloaf. Very. And she put a picture on there, too, if you want to go to Facebook. It looks looks like a creamy delight. Looks dynamite. Thank you, Sarah Jean.
That looks amazing.
We've got Amanda Nimmer who said, Sarah Jean, recipe? She's asking for the recipe. That's so gauche. Anyway, Amanda, I hope you're enjoying your week off.
Gosh, what is
that? But Sarah Jean said I'll get it from my mom. So there you go. I love when people bond over social media. Yeah. Rich Tallarico, our buddy who was on last week, says hot clam chowder. Nice. on a nice humid day. Daniel Thine says chili or liver and onions. That's a good one, Dan. He actually says I love watermelon and cherries, fresh garden vegetables and cucumbers. Stacy Sue says watermelon. Watermelon's a great one. I can't believe I forgot about watermelon. And then Jay Campbell says, yep, that's for me. That's it for me, especially the locally grown ones with the nice dark rind. So sweet. Those are watermelon connoisseurs, guys.
I love watermelon.
Let's do a couple more here. Teresa says pork steak on the grill. Is that pork steak? Or she means pork and steak?
Maybe. I mean, we got to look it up.
Either one sounds good.
To the internet you go.
Says pretty much anything cooked on the grill. I'm with you, Jim. Well done. Katie Gray says big fat tomato sandwich. And then Jay says sweet corn grilled. All right.
Pork steak is a real thing.
Tomato sandwich.
Pork steak is a real thing. Pork steak? It's a real thing. It is.
It's like a hybrid?
Yeah.
It's hybrid meat?
It's from the pork shoulder. It must be.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dom, have you never heard the word gauche before?
No, I was so confused when Pete said that. I was like, I had no idea.
Gauche means like tacky or my goodness, like how it's like, ugh. Like if you walk up to a person and say, what kind of a dress is that? Oh, why would you ask that? Or how much did you make on that? That's gauche.
Really? That'd be the talk gauche. Of the neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. We don't talk like that. We did more decorum. My goodness
dare
gracious.
You ask me for a recipe. Dave on the stream says sweet corn. Sweet corn is pulling ahead, guys, I think.
Yeah. Sweet corn is basically the firefly of last night's question, tonight's question. I tried to make a reference. It didn't
I like
work
that.
Right there.
That was well
but
done.
We will get to more of your thoughts and your texts and your ideas on tonight's question. What summer food are you looking forward to most? But we got to take ourselves a quick little break. But when we return, we will be talking to Emerson Lehman, WBA morning show anchor, as well as pickleball enthusiast here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Mock. So stay tuned, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So great to have you here with us as we jam through a Wednesday night. We are probably having more fun than people should have on a Wednesday, but you got to get through the week, and it is so fun to have you guys tuning in tonight here on the Civic Media Network. Let us know your answer to tonight's question. What summer food are you most looking forward to? That is tonight's question of the night. Text us, call us, just get a hold of us one way or the other. Pony Express, whatever you have to do, be part of the show. We love it when you join. and help us light it up. All right. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is one of our best pals here at Nightlight. And we are making history tonight because this is the first appearance by this next gentleman where he has not been in studio, I believe. So we're going to welcome him from Green Bay, Wisconsin, over the stream. He is the host of Action 2 News this morning on WBAY in Green Bay, and he joins us now, Mr. Emerson Lehman. Hey, buddy.
Good evening, fellas. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for opening your home to us, because I feel like we get a sense of your space and I feel a little more connected to you.
Yeah, a nice little view of the living room in my apartment. I could have been sitting on that futon behind you, Pete. Like, I would have driven up to Merrimack. That would have been fine.
Listen, you're the second Green Bay resident, Dr. Lyerly, if that is your real name, who has mentioned the futon. So it's always, you're always welcome. And I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you in a fun way.
Okay.
Okay, so Emerson hosts this show called Small Towns, Greg. Right. It's kind of an offshoot news magazine, would you say, Emerson, is kind of
I would classify it as that.
Okay. So you know I'm from Marinette. You came here and did a Small Towns on Marinette Catholic Central High School, which is now called St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes.
Their 150th anniversary. Buddy, I would have been there for you. I could have given you a tour of the school. I would have showed you my locker. I don't get the call.
You were a What's student there?
Oh, wow. Look at the time. I got to get out of here. I'll see you later.
I just, you know, with you doing hosting a night show, I didn't think you'd be up at 9 a.m. So I didn't want to bother you.
That's lame, but I accept it because I respect you.
It's Layman. The last name is pronounced Layman. I don't know what you.
I still got you in the books, hopefully for later this summer, Pete. We're going to make that story work. So.
All right. Fantastic. I'm always here for you.
Perfect.
Real quick, before we get into too much of what's going on with you, what am I missing in Green Bay? Like we just said during the break, I don't go there every night anymore. We don't have the studio space there. I don't miss the commute, but I do miss being in Green Bay every night. It's a wonderful town.
Yeah. I think downtown Green Bay misses you as well. But, it's that fun time of the year where people are out and about. Staying lighter, people down walking along the river. I don't know, maybe tonight it's a little bit chilly, but I enjoy the brisk weather. Green Bay is Green Bay. We're hustling and bustling. First Farmers Market on Broadway is tonight, so that's always fun. You know, those are a big draw, so hopefully they're probably packed with people right now. So things are good, but you're missed down here for sure.
Well, thank you, sir.
My whole old man being now is like a farmer's market at night.
I know. I don't even think it's fair that they call this one a farmer's market, though. It's more like it's just kind of like a mini festival on Broadway every Wednesday. They got the food vendors and the bands, and it's an excuse to go have a beer with your friends after work and eat some deep fried foods as well, I think.
I went to a farmer's, so I live in Kenosha, and there's a couple of farmer's markets on Saturday, and we were out with my mother-in-law, and we were like, let's check out this one here, and we looked, and it said it was a farmer's market, and she goes, this is more like a garage sale.
Ooh,
I was just like, because honestly, it wasn't really a farmer's market. It was no food, and there was not a lot of produce being sold. It all looked like a bunch of secondhand stuff. They're like, it's a farmer's market. I'm like, this is not a farmer's market. This is a flea market. It's fine. There's nothing against flea markets. I love me some flea markets. But calling this a farmer's market is very much false advertisement.
What do you, you grew up in southern Wisconsin, Emerson, or Kewaskum, I guess I should say, outside Milwaukee. Like, you've been in Green Bay for a couple of years now. In addition to the farmer's market, what do you like to do for fun there? I know we'll get into pickleball and all that, but what are some of your favorite sites to visit or to frequent in Green Bay?
Yeah, honestly, I probably should get out a little bit more. It's kind of work pickleball repeat, but I've really enjoyed just kind of out and about, like I love the Fox River Trail down there. Friends and I will go, like, we'll rollerblading down that and just along the river there, enjoying that. But I've kind of got a list for this summer. This is my last summer before turning 30, Pete. So I'm a little, I'm a little anxious about that, I guess you could say, but I want to get up to a bunch of different things. I've gotten into Green Bay Blizzard football lately.
Oh, sweet.
The indoor football scene is just intense. So enjoying that. I want to hit up some Green Bay Rockers. I'm a sports guy. So I want to hit up some Green Bay Rockers games this summer. if people have other things I need to go check out, please do. But it's, you know, running around with small towns, it gives us a good excuse to get out to all these different little communities kind of surrounding Green Bay. Yeah. And have definitely enjoyed that a lot from the work aspect of things. But in terms of, you know, for fun myself, I've been checking out a lot of the local pickleball courts and where the different, what parks have those. And yeah, just staying busy for sure.
I feel like, Pete, we should, the four of us, we should go to Green Bay and play some pickleball. And it'd be really funny to just watch Dom and Emerson dominate while you and I are like, oops, I missed.
Fellas, anytime, you're welcome up
Dude.
Here.
I seen Emerson play. He came to Marinette for a tournament, and I showed up and got some video. The guy's a ringer. So, Dom, I know you think you're hot stuff, and I'm sure you're better than Greg and me, but I don't, you know, he's a ringer, so.
Listen, I have a Jula paddle, so I'm ready to go. I have a paddle. I'm ready to go.
That
what's one
mean
one?
Anything to you, Emerson?
I'm sponsored by Jula, yeah, so that's Whoa. That,
yeah. Yeah,
all
you
right.
might have me there.
We're going to get into
anything
that.
Anything else you want to say there, Dom?
No, I'm getting red here.
We're going to get into that. I pulled a hammy just listening to that. We will come back and talk to our pal Emerson Lehman about what's going on in Green Bay. He is the host of the Action 2 News this morning on WBAY. Does great work there, and we'll talk pickleball too when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe, coming to you live from Northeast Wisconsin. Just down the coast in Radio Park in Racine is Greg Bach and Dom Lee holding down the fort in Madison. We are the Otter Hay Triangle. And it is great to have you with us tonight. Our question is, what summer food are you most looking forward to? I think grilling season is officially upon us. So be part of the show, folks, and let us know what you think. Right now, one of our Nightlight best pals is with us, Emerson Lehman. He is the host of Action 2 News this morning on WBAY in Green Bay. He does a great job there and also hosts the show Small Towns. And you can see those episodes on the WBAY website, correct, Emerson? People can just go there and...
Yeah, if you head to WBAY.com, we've got a Small Towns tab right on there. You click on that and it'll take you to every episode that we have done, every episode my predecessor did. You can... check it all out right there by the click of a button or a finger tap on your phone. And yeah, we go to some pretty cool places. So go check it out and inspire yourselves for your summer travels to go check some of these spots out.
Absolutely. Nice. I'll ask you first about another one you did, the Paper Valley Railroad. That was a recent episode, I believe. I love
trains.
Yeah,
that was last week.
Yeah, really cool stuff. What have you seen? What's been your most fun thing to talk about when you've gone to these towns?
In terms of like, how do you mean? In terms of just like one specific story, or like in an all
subject matter, a crazy fun character, whatever it is. You probably walk into these things not really knowing what to expect because small towns can be pretty quirky.
So that's kind of a way that I actually was talking with my photojournalist Shane Fitzsimmons about that. So like, obviously when we get these pitches, because we'll get a decent chunk of pitches for people wanting us to come check these different locations, whether it's a person or a really cool business, things of that nature. And like, we do our vetting process to make sure it's legitimate and they're good people. Like, you know, you just checking that whole journalistic integrity process up. But once we get through the basics of that, I don't really do deep dives into them because I want it to be as authentic as possible when I get there to ask these questions. And if I go into a deep dive and I know all the answers to these questions already, then I just feel like it takes a little bit of that authenticity away from the visit. Totally. Whereas I get up there to, I'll use Porterfield, for example, up by UP. We did a sawmill up there earlier this year, and family-run sawmill. I had never stepped foot on a sawmill before, so I'm just walking around like a kid almost. Like, oh, look at the big trucks and all the really crazy saws, and oh, that's how they make 2x4s. Like, you know, things like that. Like, you take all this stuff in. We were out at a dairy farm today, and I'm not ashamed to admit I just kind of grew up in Wisconsin thinking cows have always been here. No, cows are not natural to the United States. They were getting shipped here from Europe back with Columbus.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, wow. It's things like that where, you know, I want to be able to ask those questions and learn something every day. Like,
yeah,
I'm a firm believer with the, you know, you want to try and learn something new every day, and getting the chance to go meet these people and learn about their craft, learn about their hobbies, their passions. And, you know, that's the thing that I would say to circle back to your question that I enjoy the most is the passion that these people have for what they do, whether it's playing a sport. We covered underwater hockey a couple weeks ago. Like, that was
what?
Unreal. Saw that too. That's great.
Yeah, underwater hockey, like snorkels and a hockey puck under on the floor of a pool. Like, who knew that was a thing? I didn't until we got there. You know, the model railroads, they were so, so passionate about their projects and what goes into it. And it's really fun to see people almost in a quirky way, but just light up about what it is that they're passionate about, and then just go into just awesome detail and share that with the world. Cause it takes guts, right? To invite a news camera to come into your home or your business and then get excited about something and share that with people. And I really appreciate people trusting me to give them the opportunity to do that.
That's fantastic. It sounds like it's less of an interview and more of just a conversation, you getting to know the people in the area. And I think that's what makes it authentic and interesting to watch and to listen to. You said, you know, when you responded back to topics, you said in here that you just got back from South Korea too. What were you doing there? A vacation? Was it work? What's going on?
Yeah. South Korea was unreal. My sister and brother-in-law actually live over there. So shout out to, I want a quick shout out to all of the armed forces and those families, whether living here in the homeland or abroad. It's they've been over there for about a year and a half now. And we were checking out all the sights and sounds and the tastes of South Korea. I mean, the food was incredible, the people, the experience was just so remarkable. And I tell people, like, Asia was never on, but this was my first time traveling overseas. And Asia was not really at the top of my list of places that I got some places in Europe that I really like to go check out. But having my sister and brother-in-law over there was so fun to just spend 2 weeks, just every day we were exploring.
Oh, that's wow. And that's so cool.
It was just go, go, go. And by the end of the 2 weeks, I was almost like, okay, I'm ready to get back home here and just kind of chill for a second, because it was just so much travel and exploring, and you don't know the language except for hello and thank you, and you're just running around. But I mean, a beautiful country, the most kind, patient people, especially knowing that we were foreigners. I was there with my mom and my dad, and really, really enjoyed it. But it really makes you appreciate, I never considered myself a military family, so to speak. My grandfather's that served, but I've never really been impacted. I've had some friends, but to have my brother-in-law serving over there and my sister living over there, just it gives you a whole new appreciation for those families, not only the ones serving, but their families as well, who pack up their lives to go with and support them. And just very appreciative, especially with, you know, Memorial Day coming up. Obviously grateful to those who are serving, all those who've given the ultimate sacrifice, and just so grateful for that experience to go spend 2 weeks with them when we don't get to see them very much.
That is the voice of Emerson Lehman, folks. He is an early riser because he hosts the Action 2 News this morning on WBAY in Green Bay, and he is a frequent flyer here at Nightlight. All right, I think it's time. You know, the news is great. You've won awards too. We've had a lot of award winners on tonight, and just two, but you guys have your share of awards. So, but have you won an award? Journalistic awards are great, Emerson. But tell us about pickleball. You're ranked, as I understand it, right?
I don't, like, in terms of like ranking, like in the state, like I don't think so. But we there's like a ranking system that, like, I'm pretty decent at the pickleball game. We've talked about it on Nightlight a few times.
Does that mean you don't want to talk about it right now?
Oh no, we totally can. We totally can. That's fine. You want, here, we got a poll. We got the wonderful Badger State.
Look at
medals, Pete.
What is that? Yeah. Is that a pickleball medal?
This is a pickleball medal from Badger State. So
oh my goodness.
This was my first time. We got they call it a triple crown. So when you when you win every division that you were eligible to play in, and you kind of sweep the tournament, they call it a triple crown. And I played men's 5-0 singles, men's 5-0 doubles, and then mixed 5-0 doubles, which 5-0 is kind of like the highest amateur rank before you get to the pro divisions. Whoa. And we swept the weekend in Wausau back in. I think that was like January into February, like that first weekend of February. So I was pretty pumped about that. So
yeah,
that was
so. It's the triple crown. So you're the secretariat of Wisconsin pickleball.
I would say amateur pickleball. Maybe I guess you could say that. It was no man. It was so fun. They host the Badger State Games over in Wausau, and that's where I learned how to play. So we were talking with Dominic. You know, the 70- and 80-year-olds can really ball man. Out on the pickleball court. They're good.
They're so mean sometimes.
That's where I learned was at the local YMCA in Wausau. And it was, you know, probably 60-70-year-old ladies that were just running me and my friend around the court. And we played a lot. I got a little bit better. And it's so fun to go back there I try and get back there for a tournament every winter and every summer just to kind of like see my old friends, people who some of them used to watch, some of them used to play with me back there, and just to go back and visit with them and see the old stomping grounds. And then to sweep, it was pretty special as well. That was one I don't think I'll forget for a while. But no, we had a tournament in Green Bay a couple weeks ago. They had three pros that were there, and my partner and I got fourth. So we at least put up a fight with the pros, but we didn't get on the medal stand like we wanted to. So I'm definitely not the best in the state by far.
Yeah, I don't want to 1v1 you anymore.
You're fourth best in the state.
I'm
all
so
right,
humble.
My God.
Wow.
Dom, do you have any questions for Emerson? You are new to the game, and
I love it. I'm glad to hear you're playing, man. That's
yeah,
awesome.
The biggest question I have is what is the hardest for you to play? Is it singles or is it doubles? Because I've heard both sides. Which one?
Yeah, I would say it depends how much you want to run. people think, oh, pickleball, it's a smaller court. Well, that's true, but also that means the ball's coming back that much faster than in tennis. So, like, they try and compare it. I would say singles pickleball is a lot more comparable to tennis in the sense of you're just trying to rip the ball as hard as you can past the person, where in doubles, it involves a lot of touch, a lot of finesse, a lot of strategy that goes with it. So I think they both have their challenges and they both have their benefits. So I would kind of, you're definitely tired after a singles tournament, but I've been exhausted after doubles tournaments too. So they each have their own challenges that you have to kind of grasp, but you just got to figure out. What I tell people to play both, because I think one can kind of complement the other in different aspects.
Question for you, really. Well, first of all, I feel like just watching for me would make me tired, but that's a whole other story between me and my doctor. Where is the step, Emerson, where we see a table or a podium and you walked to it and you go, today I announce I'm becoming a pro. I'm going pro today. Thank you to all my sponsors, my family, all over the world. Like, is there a version of the story, Emerson, where you are a pro pickleball player?
You know, people ask me that sometimes, and as much fun as it would be, I think to do that, like, these pros out there aren't just people that are picking up a paddle and going, I'm playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they're just remarkable at it. Like, they are training 8 hours a day. They're playing every day for eight. Like, they are putting in that work. And if the pickleball boom was 10 years earlier and I would have started playing it in college a bit, there could have been a shot where I would have been like, oh, I want to try this for a year. But I've got a pretty decent career that I'm proud of in the news industry right now. So I don't really want to put that on pause to go train as a full-time job to play pickleball. So maybe, like, they have a senior tour. So if, you know, things are still rocking when I'm 49 years old, I got 20 years to go. Maybe I'll jump on the senior tour and do that.
That's all right, baby. I have hope.
You've already got a trusted face in news. If you became a pro pickleball player, you'd be the most trusted face in pickleball. And I think that's something to be very proud of.
It'd be fun to combine the two. Yeah, that's neat.
Absolutely. Hey, buddy, as always, great catching up. Let's do it again soon. And we'll talk movie soon.
Fellas, it was so fun. Thank you for having me. And watch our Small Town Special Monday at noon on WWA.
I didn't even ask you that. I'm glad you got the plug.
All right, I got you. We'll
plug it. Small Towns Monday Night. Absolutely great show. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon, buddy.
See you guys.
All right, that's Emerson Lehman. Check out his work at WBAY.com. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach at Nightlight. We are coming right back for the Nightcap.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us here, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream, currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Tonight's question is, what summer food are you looking forward to most? If you want to get a last-minute comment in there, we'd love to hear from you. And on tomorrow's show, I was wrong. I believe we have Rob Thomas on the show tomorrow.
We do.
In the first hour. 5:35, we'll be talking to movie critic Rob Thomas about the summer blockbusters. And then in the second hour, oh my goodness, it's a Nightlight Movie Club where we are discussing the film National Lampoon's Vacation. The first one, some would say the only one, but, you know, that's for other people to discuss. But we'll talk about that tomorrow night's show. So join us for that discussion. Watch the movie. Let us know your thoughts. And we'd love to hear from you. And we are officially in the Nightcap where we talk about what we've learned. But more importantly, we hear from you. Dom, who is left on the text line regarding tonight's question or just thoughts in general?
Yeah, we got quite a few more. We got Bridget texting in saying brats boiled in beer and onions and served with raw onions.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
delicious.
Really good. Really good. We got John Murray texting in on WMDX. Says, living here in Wisconsin and previously Illinois, the brats are year-round. Even at breakfast, they cook so well in the air fryer. Oh, it's truly amazing.
Yes.
But my summer favorite right now is rhubarb pie, and a close second is s'mores. Summer.
Did you hear that, Pete? S'mores.
That was adorable.
S'mores.
Did you say the rosary before you came to work today?
That's all I like to say. He also texted us that also, please never try to grill your watermelon slices. Turns into a demon fruit that tastes really bad.
I would not have even ever thought to try that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
On top of that, he said, Greg, steak. Get the grill hot. Yeah. 4 minutes bathing in flames, flip. 4 minutes bathing in flames, take it off, and let it rest on a platter for 5 minutes. Perfect medium rare flavor. There you go, Greg.
So a couple of things with that. One, I would love to get a recipe for medium or medium rare, medium plus, or rare plus. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Rare or rare plus. I don't like medium. I like rare. That's just me. Also, I don't know how to do flames on a grill. I have a gas grill.
Oh. Well,
so I don't know how to create actual flames on the gas grill. I guess I have to look that up. Plus, I don't want to destroy my face because this is a face made
it's your
for
money
radio.
Maker.
It's my money maker there. Right.
And something tells me John would have an answer for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate John. Thank you for. I imagine that it's everything there. Only instead of 4 minutes, it's like 3 minutes. You know, it's just a little bit less. But yeah, John, thank you so much. What else we got there? Any other text messages?
Yeah, Melissa from Willow Street also says, okay, just made me think of another one, rhubarb pie, and I make
another mean rhubarb one.
Rhubarb is really
another
good.
Rhubarb.
So,
yeah.
That's
rhubarb.
John's better half.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, we got Karen from texting in on WAUK. Says, fresh raspberries from my backyard. And then Nick from Marshall says, sweet corn and watermelon, also strawberries. And then John texting in on WMDX says, also rhubarb and peach and apple crumble. I grow them all. I love spring and what it gives us.
Wow. That is awesome.
That is a beautiful way of putting that, John. Yeah. Thank you so very much. Do we have any last minute thoughts on the Facebook?
Yeah. We've got Matt Harper, my favorite rock rap artist from Green Bay, says, corn in the bowl at the farmer's market. Probably heard our talk with Emerson. And then we've got, thank you, Matt. And then we've got Janet, who says, fresh ripe tomatoes off the vine. Summer is the only time I really eat tomatoes. Samesies, Janet. I'm with you.
It's weird. It's a refreshing food, if you think about it, when it's like crisp and fresh. And, you know, yeah, you can just... like cut them into slices and pop them, just boom. My wife makes a meal. Nothing taken away from Bridget. I love her very much. But she'll just all of a sudden will make the slices of tomato, a slice of mozzarella, and then some like a basil leaf and a little bit of drizzle there, and you just like pop that. That's a great little appetizer right there. Oh my goodness gracious.
It's like bruschetta, but without the bread?
And the no. Oh. Bruschetta is like the something different. It's different.
If you want to scold me, go ahead.
No, of course I'm not going to scold you. What are you talking about there? What are you talking
about? You look disappointed like, no, what's wrong with you, boy?
Because for a moment I had to think to myself, wait, bruschetta, wait a minute. And then I realized, bruschetta is like a toasty toast, a little piece of toast with like what almost feels like a pico de gallo on top of it. And then maybe, but like to me, like what she just makes is just a slice of tomato, slice of cheese, and then the drizzle. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. I have no idea.
Look, it sounds like flavor country. Either way, I'm with you.
It does. On my Facebook page, my friend Sarah says, corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is winning. And I just saw a last-minute text come in from Greg in Waukesha, our buddy Greg. What about corn with cheese on top of it? Well, I mean, yeah, to each their own, and that's how we were.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I'm sure you can find that at State Fair. It's like also on a stick, deep fried, and all those things. So, Pete. What did you learn tonight?
Man, I learned that, I just learn every time I read Dan Schaefer or I talk to him. And so it was interesting to hear about the Democratic candidates and the Republican side and what's happening in the election. That's what I learned tonight. It was great. Great having Dan and Emerson on.
Yeah, it was a great show. Wonderful, wonderful guest this evening. Dom, what about you?
I learned about Emerson's small town series, him traveling across Wisconsin, seeing more about Wisconsin. I thought it was really cool.
All right. And I learned that just because you play pickleball once doesn't mean you can turn pro. So that's why I'm going to retire before I play it all. So
not with that attitude.
Chris on the text line, our buddy Chris, listening to BMW, he says, that's caprese, Greg. Sure. We make caprese because we are fancy. We love s'mores. All right. We got to get out of here. So thank you so much to Tucker, to Dominic, to engineering and traffic for all the work they do, making sure these microphones turn on. We can do nothing without you. Everyone who called, texted, everyone who got on the live stream, without you, there is no us. Thank you so very much. Remember, tomorrow, movie critic Rob Thomas in the first hour, and in the second hour, we're in the movie club watching, talking about the movie Vacation. So come on back and have some fun with us. Stick around here on Civic Media, because there's lots of great programming after we are done. But we got to get out of here. So, Pete, say goodnight to the people.
It's a two-parter tonight. Love you, Casper. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.